We often greet each other with a smile or a nod, even strangers when we engage in our daily lives. But DeMarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill wonders how much we really do take notice of one another.
I like living in St. Michael's, a small town. The familiarity of seeing people I know is lots of fun. I saw a friend recently coming out of the store. I waved. His eyesight is poor, so only as I drew closer did he greet me with the universal salutation, "Good to see you." The Zulus of Africa have a unique salutation. Approaching someone, they will say, "Sikhona," this means, "I'm here to be seen." The other then replies, "Sawubona," which says, "I see you." This closes the circle, and the relationship is now engaged. Greeting one another like this, people tend to look each other in the eye, an intimate gesture, which suggests openness and availability of one to the other. The salutation belongs to a spiritual ethic, Ubuntu, by which Zulus understand their world and conduct their relationships to one another. They see themselves intimately connected, always bringing one another into existence. To greet another is to affirm their reality and affirm your connection to them. To be known, to belong, and to be recognized is a level of spiritual nurture achieved only when we become aware that someone knows who we are, what we have gone through, appreciates what we might be enduring at the moment, and for all that, likes us. It's a heartwarming moment. I know children love playing peekaboo. I suspect it's because they like being seen and seeing, but can get away whenever they wish. It's the best of both possible worlds. The pleasure of sight and sound grow all the more precious to us as our senses have trouble delivering them. After a cataract removal, I remember the world seemed to me to be made brand new. It was this same world. My view had improved, and so it looked very different to me. I recently came upon a remarkable account of one Ellen Burstyn, an 83-year-old actress. She grew up dirt poor in Detroit and was regularly abused by her heavy drinking mother. She couldn't wait to get out. She left on the day she was legally able to, took a bus to New York, carrying two suitcases with her. She had only $3. She eventually became an acclaimed character actress. She had always been fascinated by the idea she could be someone else. After being successfully established professionally, she decided to spend 3 days sleeping in a cardboard box on the streets of New York. She wondered what this must be like. While on the streets, she approached two women one day who sat eating outside a restaurant. She asked them for subway fare. One took a dollar from her purse and gave it to her. She says about this event, and I quote, "As I walked away, I felt proud that I had gotten that. Yet, I felt tears streaming down my face. Why? It was because the woman hadn't looked at me." George Merrill on the shore.